Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We live in a world that is concerned with being politically correct to the point that just about anything we say could be considered offensive by at least someone. Now, of course, I don't advocate for us to be ever flippant with our words and say things that are blatantly offensive and hurtful. In fact, we're told in Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6, "Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." So, of course, that's the caveat with everything that we say. But there are definitely times where we still have to say the difficult thing when it's necessary. And the Bible is full of those situations, whether in stories or commands to God's people for all time as we apply those commands to ourselves today. Some of those things are hard to read, hard to hear. And so here in Acts chapter 13, we have a situation where Saul, who is going to be referred to as Paul going forward, who is going to say some very hard words, but they were warranted words, and you'll see why as we read Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. "Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, 'You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time.' Immediately mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord." And so we start off seeing a list of names of people who are working with the church in Antioch, and it's not an all-inclusive list, but we see Barnabas and Saul listed here, as well as one you might not expect, named Manaen. No, I'm not expecting you to recognize the name, but did you hear how he was known? He was, quote, "a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch." The power of the gospel is found even in that brief mention of this man. How easily could he have been influenced by Herod, and yet it's the gospel that he was truly moved by. At any rate, the Holy Spirit calls for Barnabas and Saul to be sent off from Antioch, and they do so. They preach the word in Jewish synagogues in Salamis and were accompanied by John. They continue through the island of Cyprus and get to Paphos, where they meet a Jewish false prophet known as Bar-Jesus and Elymas, who is also identified as a magician. Bottom line, he was against Paul and Barnabas, even though they weren't there for him. Another man, Sergius Paulus, called for them so he could hear the word of God. Another genuine seeker is here. But Elymas was trying to shut this down and turn Sergius Paulus away from faith in Christ. And so how did Paul respond? Well, again, just look at verses 9 through 11. He calls him a son of the devil, an enemy of all righteousness, and then some. Simply stated, Paul said what was needed. It was completely warranted. And not just because Paul was offended, but because Elymas was being offensive to God and the gospel. That is a righteous anger. It was time for something to be said directly and forcefully. And notice this too. It didn't scare Sergius Paulus away. In fact, we read that he believed. That could mean that he obeyed the gospel and became a Christian himself. But there's no doubt that the power of the gospel was continuing to work, even in the midst of continued adversity. And the same is true today. saying what we need to say in defense of the gospel truth, and for the sake of lost souls everywhere. Thanks for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.